listened to her at League Where You City, and she was on a panel and said, I said, she was someone we were thinking about. He says, oh, I just listened to her. She was great. Yeah. So the city went ahead and sponsored having Elaine come down. At the time, we actually weren't sure about the economic summit, so it worked perfect. Kind of had that. You got together, and you had 6 hours.
Wow.
And you had 100 people. Then this follows a week and a half, or a week later, well, a little over a week later. So with that, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Excuse me.
I'm Elaine Howard, and you probably wonder why I'm qualified to come talk to you about urban renewal. I used to work many years ago for the Portland Development Commission, which is the City of Portland's urban renewal agency. I worked for them for 10 years implementing projects using urban renewal funds. And then I did private development for a number of years while my husband and I raised my sons. And 7 years ago, I decided I really wanted to get back into working with cities throughout the state. And so I started doing just urban renewal consulting. So that's what my firm does, is we just meet with cities and work with cities across Oregon and help them either develop new urban renewal plans. I do a lot of this. Give Urban Renewal 101 to new city council members or advisory commissions or public entities. I help amend urban renewal plans. I help people do kind of visioning about what they want for urban renewal. And I've worked, some of my clients are, I guess I go four corners. I've worked for LeGrand and Pendleton and Astoria and Brookings and Talent and Phoenix and out to Klamath Falls. So that's my perimeter and then in between. And I grew up in Grants Pass. I'm a small town girl, so I love working with small towns and the people who come out like this, which is incredible. I love to see that. So I really have an affinity for working with communities who decide that they want to improve their community, and that's what urban renewal is all about. So that's who I am and why I'm here. And it would be really helpful for me if you'll go through and let me know your name and if you represent a district or a community organization or something, so that I know what I've got here.
Some of you are budget committee, planning commission,
yeah,
those kind of things.
Yeah.
So she gets a feel for who's in the room. So we'll start right here with our budget committee.
Mm-hmm. Renee Schifano, budget committee.
I'm Bob Stubbins. I'm on budget also.
Okay.
Norm McClellan, planning commission.
Okay.
Mike Stupkis, Lapine Fire. I'm Chris Harrison, the Sun River Owners Association.
Okay.
Sandy Jones, Newberry Eagle Newspaper.
Kathy Ains, City Council.
Vicki Russell, Vic Russell Construction.
Jerry Albert, Lapine Representative from the Economic Development of Central Oregon Organization.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Ron Miller, supporting Jerry.
Okay. Great. And then back to Kathy.
I like that. I support Jerry, too. And my name's Kathy DeBone, and I have a small business here in town called Little D Technology.
Dale Boucher, Lapine Frontier Days.
Linda Reed, Little D Technology.
Mary Gerson, Gerson Bookkeeping.
Dan Barco, I'm with the Newberry Eagle and Newberry Habitat for Humanity.
Cool.
John Thomas, downtown commercial property owner.
Woody Gerald, Mayor Price Financial.
Scott Perkins, Lapine Public Works.
Tom Bradler, CAG, and Lapine Senior Citizen, and KITC
96.5. Don Ryder with Lapine Senior Center.
Ann Gay with the Director of Lapine Chamber of Commerce.
Russ Smith.
Judy Keller.
Melissa Hodgkowski. Angel at Highlights Realty Broker, Chamber Board Member, and COAR Board Member.
Right.
Stephanie Petrick with Highlights Realty.
Robert Ray, Lapine Park and Recs, and I own a small business.
Mom Schultz, Lapine Park and Recs.
Kitty Shields, Pastor, City of Lapine Councilor and Mayor, and Budget Committee Member. I'd just like to stay involved.
Great.
Dave Munson, Lapine Economic Development Committee.
Lori Martinez, business owner.
Malia Sacramento, Lapine Parks and Rec, Adult Education Program.
Perfect.
I'm Terry Myers. I'm just kind of in everything.
Okay.
Kevin Firms, Lapine Chapter President of FBLA.
Steve Martinez, City Councilor.
Ken Lolex, the Mayor.
Perfect. Well, it's really great to have all of you here, and really exciting to have such a big group. So,
so the goal is today, she'll spend about an hour. You can tell them if they ask questions, and then afterwards we'll see where we want to go. The idea is to introduce urban renewal from someone who does it this kind of work. But part of it is to get more in the technical aspect. You know, I think you're starting to get a picture, and she'll show you what it could do. But I think you have to kind of take those next steps. How does it actually get funded? How do you raise the money? How does it all work? So we've been kind of up here, and we're going to go a little lower. And then if we decide we want to move forward, then we'll keep going on down. The process would be we go ahead and put in our request for proposals out. If the council wants to move forward, hire someone, and they would come in and help us work on a plan, and she'll go over how that all happens. But when we're done here, we'd like to know, and I think the council would like to know if it's something you feel we should at least explore to the next step. So with that.
So my presentation, it's a PowerPoint, and I walk through the nuts and bolts of how urban renewal works. So if you have a question about how do you get the money, why is it on my property tax bill, that will all be covered in this. If you have just general questions about something I've talked about then and you don't understand it, raise your hand, shout out at me and say, explain that again, tell me more. So I'll go through the nuts and bolts, and then there we'll take questions, we'll show some properties in Lapine, and then I have a bunch of pictures of projects that have been done around the state. So what other people, what other communities have done with urban renewal, just to get you an idea of how it works and why. And then we talk about also the impacts on the taxing jurisdictions, because that's an important part of urban renewal, because it does impact the other taxing jurisdictions. So that's what we'll cover. I'm totally free with people raising their hand. If I'm going to cover it later, I'll say I'm going to cover that later. And otherwise, I'll just deal with your question then. So this is, I live in Lake Oswego. Lake Oswego's done a really nice job of urban renewal. This is a project that they did with a private developer, where the private developer did all of the retail, the office space, and what the city did was parking that supported this development. So it was an integral part, a partnership with the developer. So I'm really proud of what my city's done, and I always start out my slideshow with what they have. So what is urban renewal? It's a program that was first set up. Can everybody hear me back okay? I didn't want that little microphone thing. I don't like those. It was set up to address blighting influences. It's a federal authorization. It was set up through the 1949 Federal Housing Act, and it was first implemented by housing authorities as a tool to go in and cure slum and blight and build. They used to build the big, then housing structures that became, unfortunately, the crime centers for a lot of our urban cities. But that's where the authorization came for urban renewal. And then it's implemented separately on a statewide basis. So in Oregon, it was implemented in 1951 through the Oregon ORS 457 is a statutory recitation. If you ever are really bored and need to get to sleep at night and you just can't get to sleep, you can pull up that ORS 457 and read a couple paragraphs, and it will put you right to sleep. It's really very technical. It's very hard to read. And even now, having worked on it, this is starting my eighth year, I can go back and read something and say, oh, gosh, what are they really trying to say? But I do carry it with me all the time. I always have to refer back to say, what does the statute say, and is something really allowed or not? It was authorized for cities in Oregon, so housing authorities first started using it. So the Portland Housing Authority started in 1951 or so doing urban renewal. It was authorized for cities in 1957. And the first cities to use it were the city of Portland, and they created the Portland Development Commission, and the city of Eugene were the first two to implement urban renewal in Oregon. And what does it do? It is a finance tool. It provides a financing mechanism for cities to implement their plans. So it usually rests on existing ideas, existing concepts about what a city wants to happen. So it sometimes will do that planning, but usually you've done other kinds of planning, so you know what it is your city wants or needs, and you use urban renewal as a financing tool to partially as part one tool in your toolbox to implement your city plans. And the way it does that, and we'll go through this more, I have more slides on this, but just...
Well, just a quick question on the federal authorization, and that only pertains to federally owned properties, like housing projects that you touched on earlier, or I'm not sure I...
It used to be that urban renewal, part of the funding came from the old Community Development Block Grant, which was a funding mechanism for housing authorities. So I think it was set up for that, and then they used those funding, and of course all of that has disappeared. Or isn't being used anymore, but that basic concept of allocating taxes to do certain projects is the concept upon which urban renewal is built.
Right, I think that answers the question, because the property taxes are all local with
the That's
federal
right.
involvement. So
That's right.
There is no federal pot of money anymore.
Oh. No.
So to do a urban renewal, you will have to increase property taxes.
You don't increase property taxes, and I'll get to that as we go forward.
Do you want to interview the director of the parks? I mean, the library.
Thank you. So these are the cities in Oregon that have urban renewal. So you can see that it's a widely used tool throughout the state. There are some cities, like the city of Portland has 11 urban renewal areas. The city of Salem has 7. There are some cities that have 3. Lebanon has 3. Bend used to have 3. It only has 2 now. It shut one down. Hood River has 3. Klamath Falls had 3. They're shutting one down. And then most cities either have 1 or 2. So you can see if you don't have urban renewal, all of these other cities are offering a tool to improve their cities that you don't have. So you're not using all the tools that you might have in your toolbox, and all those cities are using those extra tools. So that's something to think about. So urban renewal is defined by blight, and this is something cities really don't like to have happen, but you have to say, if you establish an urban renewal area, that it's blighted. Mm-hmm. And that's the word that's used in the statute, and so a lot of times I go into cities and they get pretty upset because they don't want their city to be termed blighted, and you just have to get over that. Mm-hmm. There are different definitions of blight in the statute. And blight just generally covers underdevelopment or underutilization of property. So if you have property that could be a higher and better use, or you have vacant property that needs to be developed, or you have buildings that aren't developed to the level that you think they should be or could be, that all qualifies as blight. The other things that qualify as blight are streets that need improved, water systems, sewer systems, sidewalks, those types. If you don't have that basic infrastructure, any deficit there can be qualified as blight. So in your area, there's lots of underdeveloped and undeveloped property, and that definitely could qualify you under the statute